like most women.
Oh.
He's an emotional thinker.
Good God.
I mean, that's part of the problem we're having now in our society is we have a bunch of emotional thinkers that want the world to, you know, to fall in line with their emotions. It's not... look, reality doesn't give a shit about emotions.
It's my lived truth. Fuck your lived truth.
No, it's not. It's your perspective.
Kiss my ass.
Literally, like, hey, Sarm Pop, you got to turn your barrister. And I'm like, over my dead body.
No.
Just give me a statement of charges. Yeah. You're never getting this back. Yeah. You can suck it.
I'm going to wear this with my Russian coat.
you will bury me in this. Hey! Why I got to fucking be like that, man?
Because I'm an asshole, and I learned from the best. I'm sitting across from him, and I'm pointing at you with all four fingers.
All right, first of all, the Russian jacket. Is World War II surplus.
I'll send you a picture of it, Sarge.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
I got you standing wearing it with holding two giant buckets like you just collected all the chum from behind the dump dumpster at the bar, and you're going to go home and make ice cream out of it.
What's up, savages? All right. Today we're going to be covering the floods that just took place in Texas. Now, we've heard all about the conspiracy theories, about the chemtrails, the cloud seeding. We've heard congressional testimony in regards to this kind of stuff, and a lot of people think it's still a conspiracy. Well, from what I am picking up about the flash floods in Texas that happened, they were not really forecasted as accurately as they were supposed to be. Now, do we actually know that's the case? 100%? No. Do I think it was mainly an act of God? Yes. But this is why you come here, because you want to hear shit that you're not going to really hear in the mainstream. And we're going to dissect it. Just get to maybe a happy medium. Now, a lot of children passed away during the flash flood, and we are seeing exactly how much hate the progressives and the left have for this country. And as you, as a melanin-challenged individual. Now, there has been doctors that have been fired. There's been individuals that have been, you know, thrown off of boards. And quite frankly, if this country is ever going to actually heal from the craziness that has been taking place since, I would dare say, towards the beginning of Obama and the second Bush to today, we're going to have to figure out a way to get beyond this craziness, because this rhetoric is not going to take us anywhere good. We've been there before, between 1860 and 1865. Most other countries at some point deal with a two-way rifle range, and it causes wounds and pain that goes on for generations. So let's hope that doesn't happen here. But we got Battle Dwarf on station, and what? We're going to start digging into this.
First of all, you mentioned the hate thing. You and I were talking about that beforehand. I saw that on Twitter. I got suspended for 7 days on Twitter, by the way, for mentioning that Mayor Karen Bass of Los Angeles, who is a known communist who spent years in Cuba with the Castro family, because I said she's a communist. I'm with the Castro family, which are all facts. And I said, you belong in prison or facing a gallows. And Twitter immediately suspended me for 7 days. So now you are no longer allowed to question certain officials in certain governments on Twitter.
Stand by. I think the mentioning of the gallows thing was probably what did
it. No, I have mentioned gallows before. I never directly mention anybody swinging from a gallows or anything like that. I have used gallows in other contexts before. The second I used it with Karen Bass, whap.
I might actually have to give that a go.
If you've got a throwaway Twitter account, give that a try and see what happens. Anyway, so these evil shitbags, these stains, these oxygen thieves that need to eject from their meat suits. I captured one of the tweets before Twitter actually did remove this account, but this is one of the charmers here. She's an aura therapist in California by the name of Cindy Steinberg. And she says, and I quote, "Fuck these white kids. I'm glad there are a few less colonizers in the world now, and I don't care whose bootlicking fragile ego that offends. White kids are just future fascists. We need more floods in these inbred sundown towns." And that was like, there were a lot of those.
And do you have that person's name, or has their
Cindy account- Steinberg. She's her name and face is up there. She doesn't even begin to try to hide herself at all, but her Twitter account was removed. I think that was a bridge too far. Everybody piled on her for that one. And then this evening, her quit Twitter account was no longer there. I was going to use her for reference in the show. But in the meantime, let's get to where we are now, because we've got Texas flood live updates. This is the most recent one that I was able to find. Oops, I am on the wrong screen here. Let's go over here. Button pushing monkey, save us all. Texas flood live updates. Death toll rises to 109, 161 missing in devastation. Now, again, just like the floods that we saw in North Carolina, these numbers are probably only the numbers that they have for people who are accounted for. That is to say, on the rosters at the camp. God bless all those little girls. I hope they find at least some of them.
Yeah.
Rosters at schools or employment rosters, what have you. This does not account for Joe Smith hiking with a six-pack in his backpack that day down by the river, or Bobby and Susie going to neck under the tree by the riverbank, or you old know, whatever. Guy
fishing.
Or old guy fishing. Yeah, exactly. So these are the official numbers. You always have to remember this in floods. It's ugly, man. More than 100 people are confirmed dead and at least 160 missing as search and rescue operations in Central Texas entered a fifth day Tuesday after heavy rainfall overwhelmed the Guadalupe River. Now, I looked this up. These rivers, they have a history of flash floods. There's a couple of Western movies that act from like the 60s. Remember all the Western movies in the 60s?
Yeah.
There's a couple of movies there. I recall them as a kid where pivotal scenes revolved around flash floods. I have to track those movies down. There's a fun task for you guys out in the audience. Track down the Westerns with the flash flood scenes. These are not new. The problem with this one is it came out of nowhere, and there is considerable evidence that it wasn't quite as natural as it should have been. So the death roll rose to 109, including at least 27 children and counselors from Camp Mystic, a storied Christian children girls camp in Kerr County, where flooding hit the hardest beginning July 4th. At least 30 children were among those killed in the county. That's just as terrifying for those families. That is heartbreaking, and my heart goes out to all of those families genuinely.
God damn, that's just vicious.
My little girl who just moved to the other side of the Rocky Mountains today She went to summer camp for 5 years when she was little. And if something like this happened there, I don't know what I would do. I don't know what I would have done. The last live rescue was made on Friday, said Jonathan Lamb with Kerrville Police Department. The chances of finding survivors dwindle as time passes. It's always a terrifying. If you've ever been in an event like this, I have, and I actually found some footage from the one that I was in. I'm going to show that in a second. It's terrifying. It's absolutely terrifying. The one in Korea, I'm actually going to...
Well, stand by. Like, what? I watched some of the videos,
mm-hmm.
and when they say it was a flash flood, they are not joking.
I have the time-lapse one. I'm going to show you what I went through. I was standing in this spot during these events. Let me show you this one here. We'll go boop and say pop. This is Camp Casey in Korea. This is right on the DMZ.
And you can see all the old video cameras.
Yeah, that was an. This is 1998. This was an organized. That's 5.5 artillery Divardi. Look at the Quonset huts just crushed.
Yeah,
this was an army camp. It was clean and organized.
Not anymore.
Yeah, that's the devastation in the army camp. Let's see if I can find some. You can see the devastation in the camp there, and then the officers briefing. I'm going to stop that one. I've got one more from the Korean perspective. This is from AP News at that time.
The rainfall has fallen over the weekend. Hardest hit were towns north of Seoul. The deadly torrential rains have claimed the lives of 10 people.
That's some of the towns in the upland. Rescue workers in Ding. I watched rivers rise 100 feet, and I saw a village erased in front of me.
American troops stationed in South Korea have also
holy shit
in the flood-stricken area to wait for help on top of their
submarine. Now look, a Humvee stuck in the road.
Yep.
Officials and locals are worried been there, done that. And property damage could rise. Weathermen have forecast more rain in the area.
So that what you're looking at is after the rains. That is after. It rained sideways for 5 days. And I saw a refrigerator thrown through three walls by the force of the floods and a whole bunch of other stuff. I saw a village erased from the side of a mountain in front of us. We were going to the village to evacuate them. And the side of the mountain, all the mountains in Korea are fault block granite. It just erased the village right in front of us. We're like, wow. Oh my God. So this is the Texas flash flood now in stop motion, or in basically fast forward. What do you call that?
All right,
yeah. Time lapse. Watch this. This is how fast this happens.
Holy shit! Yep. I'm going to be honest, if they have less than 300 people dead, I'll be surprised.
Yeah. Now, that is the level of destruction that I saw in Korea. I was standing there. Point being, I can tell you firsthand that what's going on there is absolutely fucking terrifying. Yeah. It is nerve-wracking. You don't know if the side of the mountain's going to come off and wash you away. You don't know if the riverbank is going to give under your feet. I'm standing in the first video I showed you of the 2nd Infantry area of operations.
Uh-huh.
We're standing at Camp Red Cloud. I'm standing there with the command sergeant major. I was General Denny Klein's eyes and ears for civil affairs at the time. And they sent me up into the area because I was from there to begin with. And I'm standing with the command sergeant major of 2nd Infantry Division. We're watching the river just go washing by. We're standing there with cups of coffee because we don't know what to do because of the devastation. And this cow floats by and goes, moo. And we looked at the cow, and the sergeant major and I looked at each other, looked at the cow, looked back at each other. Okay, we need to go get more coffee. this is going to be a long fucking day.
Yeah.
Let's come over here.
But the thing is,
go ahead.
You know, I looked at some of the weather reports. There were supposed to be rain, but not flash flood rain.
Exactly. Exactly. It was the intensity of this storm that got people asking questions.
Yeah.
It was absolutely the intensity of the storm that got people asking questions. And I mean, I'm just going to keep repeating as we're going along here, having been through something like this, dude, when you see it, you can't believe what you're seeing.
Getting bigger. And it was going up to, we had bunk beds in our cabins, and it was going up to the top bunk. And we had one choice, and we had to swim out of our cabins.
Brave little fuckers.
Campers from Camp La Junta lucky to be alive this morning after they say they had to swim out of their cabins during flash floods in Kerr County. That camp just a few miles up the Guadalupe River from Camp Mystic. That's where more than 20 campers are still missing this morning. Thanks for waking up with us on this Saturday, July 5th.
You are unnecessary. And yeah, it's, you saw the levels in that video. That's the same kind of thing that I experienced. Those little guys are brave as fuck. Well, I mean, they're clearly good swimmers.
Well, you don't have any choice.
Like, no, you know, I don't. I understand. I understand that you don't have any choice.
Yeah.
But they're still brave as hell. They chose to swim and try instead of try to hang on to something, which is most people's reaction. Most people try to hang on to something, and then that gets washed away, and they get crushed between that thing and whatever else that the water slams them against. Yeah. The water goes up so fast. It doesn't look real because you're standing on what's a road, and the next thing you know, you've got to find high ground, and I mean 30, 40 feet up. Because a couple minutes, and it's all the way up on top of you. Yeah, it's let's see. Eye. I'm going to scroll past the little reporter there. Nobody needs that. And we're going to go back to this video and watch some of what's going on. Night operations in a flood like this. Fuck that noise.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
because you can't see objects coming at you and moving water.
I got
it's you. By the time you see it, it's way too late.
Kerr County, but other counties near the San Antonio area. This is new see video there. Here you're looking yep. at of out of just Spring like Branch, Texas. That's in Comal County. Storms rolled through those areas again around 2 this morning, with more rain expected later today. At last check, more than 230 people in Kerr County have been rescued and evacuated. The death toll is now up to 24.
That'll totally kill you.
Efforts continued throughout the night to find more than 20 missing girls from Camp Mystic.
Now, here's the thing. See all that debris? Uh-huh. When you've got a body of water of that size, as the debris piles along the edge, and the water will push it aside, it'll pile up. And what it does is create a funnel. And that funnel creates a rapids. Now that water, the force of it is exponential. It goes up 2 times, 4 times, 8 times.
Yeah.
So the more debris piles up, the stronger that funnel becomes, the more damage it does downstream. And water doesn't care what you think.
Along the Guadalupe River. Those floodwaters rose more than 20 feet in the span of 2 hours.
Yep.
And just before we came on the air, we learned a director for a different camp near the Guadalupe River died in those floods. Heart of the Hills is a girls' camp in Hunt, Texas.
Okay, that's we our heart goes out to everybody who died in this, but we're not here to cover every individual death at the time. I get it. We want to focus more on the storm, but let's see where we are here. They want to find every missing person no matter what. And I get that, but you're not going to. But here's some of the rescue operations that are going. Watch this.
North Texas family says they are lucky to know their child is alive. Our Teresa Woodard spoke to them.
We did a lot of that during the Korea operation.
Yeah,
and she wasn't even supposed to be at this session.
I spoke.
Thank God she was saved, you know.
Yeah, I don't want to hear anything. I don't see anybody crying and shit.
That's not what we're here for tonight. Like we said, our heart goes out to these families genuinely. But the helicopter operations like that, we did a ton of that during the following 2 weeks. There were people trapped on mountains. There were people trapped in Korea has a lot of tunnels. Some guy managed to make it to a ventilation shaft in one of the larger mountain freeway tunnel underpasses.
Really?
And the guys from 17th Aviation hovered a Chinook over the shaft, pulled the shaft, two guys down, sent rescue swimmers down, pulled the lid off of the shaft and got a line down to the guy, and he managed to tie himself off, and they pulled him out of the mountain shaft, and it looked like somebody was pulling earwax out of the world's biggest ear when they pulled the guy out. But that dude was lucky as hell.
Yeah.
Let's see, where are we next here? There's just so much of this stuff, but let's jump right in, because did you hear about the blue rain thing?
Yeah.
I've seen rained. Yeah.
It's like toilet water rain.
Yeah. Yep. Toilet bowl cleaner rain. Let's touch on that. That's how Texas became a petri dish for weather warfare. They told you it was just pollen. They smiled into the camera, shrugged their bureaucratic shoulders, and insisted everything was normal. Meanwhile, the Texas sky was drizzling neon blue rain like a science fiction fever dream, and entire towns were disappearing under floods. But nothing to see here, folks. Move along. Let's be clear, this isn't a fluke of nature. That's absolutely true. The problem is, though, nobody wants to talk about the unintended or, in some cases, fully intended side effects. When you keep cranking up artificial precipitation year after year, you destabilize natural cycles. The Earth is a biosphere. We were taught this when we were kids.
Yeah.
It's got its own rhythms and everything. It needs to do what it does. But it's profitable, and it makes water-hungry industries happy. So the state cuts more checks and lets private contractors treat the atmosphere like an ATM. Now, I don't know about down where you are in Detroit, but out here in farm country in the Thumb, we had regular patterns, and I've been logging it.
Wait for it.
You recognize this guy here? Yeah. Oh, it's green. You can't see it on the thing.
I can't see it.
Yeah. You know why? Because it's the Standard Army Journal. It's the big one there. I'll do the dimensions. You can see, but
it's magic.
Yeah. I've been logging all of this the whole time, and about 2 months, approximately 2 months ago, we had crisscross patterns in our sky all the time, and it was obvious that these were chemtrails. I mean, it was just painfully obvious that that's what it was, and about 2 months ago, it just stopped.
Well, I mean, here's the thing about the chemtrails, right?
Mm-hmm.
We've been hearing stuff since the 70s about the chemtrails. And up until
known about cloud seeding.
Oh, hang on. Up until the late 90s, they're like, oh, no, that's there's no chemtrails. There's none of that. No, that's not happening. It's just a total conspiracy.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really happening.
Yeah.
There are companies that get paid to seed clouds to try to make it rain.
Well, that's what this article covers. Now, what are they spraying? Let's get something straight. Cloud seeding is real. We all know that. Not a theory, not an urban legend, not your drunk uncle's Facebook rant. I mean, we've known about cloud seeding since the 70s, at least. Texas has been seeding clouds since the Eisenhower era. That's about 1953, for those of you who don't know when the Eisenhower era was. With ever-escalating ambition, planes and ground-based generators spew silver iodide, barium, and other metallic compounds into the sky, supposedly to help by wringing more rain out of the sky. They don't talk about how these chemicals accumulate in the environment, how tinkering with the storm systems can shove natural rainfall patterns into chaos, because acknowledging that would mean admitting they've been playing God with the weather and failing spectacularly. But then the blue rain fell. People in Houston, Dallas, and a half dozen smaller towns posted videos showing cars, driveways, and yards splattered in an otherworldly blue residue. Some local reporters tried to spin this as an early spring pollen event. Never mind that pollen doesn't dye rainwater cobalt blue and doesn't show up overnight across hundreds of square miles with no precedent. Yes. Others mumbled about industrial emissions. industrial emissions, but no major chemical release was ever confirmed, and the state's environmental agencies quietly slunk back into their cubicles rather than test the samples and release results. We have a woman here in Michigan, in my county, who was a soil tester. Whenever you need a new septic system, whenever you need wells, you have to have the soil tested. You know what I'm talking about?
It's a, what's a perk test or whatever?
Something like that.
Yeah.
Anyway, she does that, and she started noticing chemicals in the soil that weren't supposed to be there. So she started independently testing those chemicals and discovered that they fell under all of the chemtrail patterns listed for the state of Michigan. And she's got a huge report on it. But this article that I'm, that we're looking at right now makes the point that these bureaucrats don't care. And I've been saying this for some time now. We now have, we don't have a federal government anymore. We have a foreign enemy state parasitic entity that is feeding off of the United States, profiting off of us, and flooding our country with God knows what. And this is one of the things that it's doing.
And another thing that could be making it even worse is HAARP.
Now, I don't know enough about the HAARP program. I know it did exist. I don't know if it still does exist. There's a lot of speculation and theory about it. But in this particular case, what we're talking about tonight, there's no doubting it anymore. It is not possible to doubt it anymore because they've admitted to it. And, well, we had blue rain everywhere. So funny how the same government that can track every illegal chicken coop and tax-dodging hairdresser can never quite produce lab data when it involves spraying aerosol and sky chemicals, which is a really good point. But here's what was leaked out anyway. Private labs that analyzed the blue rain found elevated metals, barium, strontium, and aluminum, all which can cause cancer. Elements frequently associated with weather modification programs. Not that any of the officials dared to utter these words into a microphone. While the public was distracted by the spectacle, contractors kept right on flying sorties paid by your tax dollars, never mind the collateral damage. And when the floods arrived, the narrative pivoted smoothly from denial to spin. It's all global warming, all random bad luck, all out of human hands. And then catastrophe hit in the morning of July 4th when everyone was tucked peacefully into their beds. The floodgates of hell swung wide open. I wonder where I got the title for the show tonight. Yeah. Overnight, 10 to 12 inches of rain pummeled Kerr County, Texas. Radar estimates up to 13 inches in rural stretches, while furious cells dumped at rates of 3 to 6 inches per hour, with some gauges catching 6 inches in just an hour. Now, that's a lot of rain. Standing
by. In 2014, in Berkeley, Michigan, we got 7 or 8 inches of rain.
That's what she said.
30-minute or 40-minute period.
Yeah.
And the basement in the house that I have in Berkeley was flooded. It was like 10 inches deep down there.
Wow. Wow. Yeah,
I had to fire up like two different pumps to get the water out.
Get bilge pumps and pump it into the yard?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. Well, I didn't have a bilge pump. I had two old pool filter pumps that I had to monkey rig to make them work. That's
basically a bilge pump, but yeah. Yep.
But yeah.
That's crazy.
There was so much water coming up from the sewer system that the...
I mean, you and I lived in and around Berkeley for a long time. I've never seen rain like that there.
No, the sewer lids washed off and were 6 feet away in the grass.
What the hell?
That's how much pressure was coming from underneath.
That is a lot of pressure. Their lines weren't designed to hold that kind of pressure.
Oh, no. No,
the weren't. City is very lucky something didn't cave in. Did anything cave in?
I think so. There was a lot of digging after that.
Wow.
Yeah. Excuse me. Allergies.
I'd say bless you, but we all know that's not going to help you.
Yeah, it's not going to help me.
Yeah. We're both definitely getting the walkthrough at least at a minimum. The Guadalupe River, usually a calm ribbon, became a rampaging beast. It surged 22 feet in 3 hours, cresting near 29 feet, its second highest level ever recorded. Now, the Han River in Korea that I showed you, because of the structure of the mountains with those deep fault mountains, the Han River rose 100 feet in the same amount of time. In Comfort, Texas, the river shot 27 feet in just 45 minutes. Yep, that's how fast it can go. And there's nothing you can do about it when it does that. At Camp Mystic near Hunt, it heaved 26 to 30 feet in under an hour, obliterating cabins, campgrounds, power lines before anyone had a chance to process the wall of water bearing down. It moves that fast. On July 4th, the day the skies unleashed the most violent downpour the Hill Country had ever seen in decades, Texas communities were caught unprepared. A storm system spun off tropical moisture from a dying cyclone, feeding it into a swirling vortex over central Texas that rained down a trillion gallons in a matter of hours. Wow. It was fast, loud, and lethal. Now, here's the part that nobody with a soul can gloss over. At Camp Mystic, a youth summer camp for girls, a raging wall of water smashed through the river. At last count, 27 people died, including at least 9 children, little girls, whose only mistake was showing up for camp.
Oh, my God.
Dozens more are missing and feared dead. Their faces aren't props in a press conference. They are the price of an unrestrained experiment. As rescue teams comb the wreckage, some of the same agencies responsible for the chemical sky show continue to issue dry, sanitized statements about unprecedented weather events. Now, it is my personal opinion that if any of these events can be tied to any of the activities of these individuals in these private companies, that's mass murder and attempted mass murder, period. I don't care what your excuse is.
I agree with you.
It is
because I, from the weather reports that I saw, now I didn't see them, I didn't look at all of them, but they're projecting 3 to 5 inches, yeah, which is manageable.
3 to 5 inches is, I mean, we get that on a fairly routine basis here in the thumb. That's not that big of a deal. It's not fun. I don't like it, but at least it's manageable. So here's the thing. We're talking about these chemtrails and all of this stuff, and we all know a lot of our viewers out there love to follow the latest conspiracy theory du jour. I'm one myself. I like to dig into that stuff, find out what's going on.
Same here.
But we've been told for years by the government and everybody else that chemtrails is just a conspiracy theory. Well, there's a little problem with that because the state of Texas has just announced that Texas floods after mysterious blue rain linked to 7 state-run cloud seeding programs covering 31 million acres.
Wow.
So you've been spraying us with chemicals. I have a question. I have a question. Why the fuck are we tolerating these people? That's my question.
This is fucking insane.
This is absolutely... Why are we tolerating these people? Texas just got hit with a flood surge. It's turning heads and raising questions. What's catching attention isn't just the destruction, it's the color blue rain fell across parts of the state. These articles reinforce one another, which is why I bother to read the stuff we've already covered. Fell across the state in weeks leading up to the flood, to the July floods. In western Texas, the panhandle and parts of south Texas reported rain with a bluish tint. That's not folklore, that's documented. And now 7 state-run cloud seeding programs are under the microscope. Chemtrails are just a conspiracy theory.
You know what? I'm sick and tired of hearing people say that shit to me.
Yeah.
I mean, I have seen too much crazy shit.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
To sit there and go, oh, yeah, that must, it's just a conspiracy. I'm like, well, I mean, I was on the ground for some pretty big muscle movements in Iraq in 2004.
Yeah.
And what was coming out over the news, I'm like, that is not at all what's happening.
I had that happen several times myself in various places.
And if they could do it for shit like that, it's even easier when they attach a conspiracy to it.
Yeah. We came very close to a second Korean War in 2000. very, very, very close. I can't go into any more detail than that. But the media was immediately fed the PR to cover it up, and we were told to shut up. That happens. Everybody laughs at MI. Everybody laughs at military intelligence. Oh, you guys are a bunch of jokers. You don't know what you're doing. Most of the time, and I mean this very strongly, most of the time we're told to shut up. We are not allowed to report beyond our reporting level any of the stuff that we learned. And consequently, we have to watch the news and sit there quietly and suck it up because we're under an NDA that could put us in a federal prison for a period of time as we watch lie after lie wash across your screen. And you read those lies and you can tell that they're lies, but you don't know what the truth is because we can't tell you or we go to prison. That's how it really works.
You'll get hammered.
Yeah, that's how it really works. So, yeah, there's a lot of stuff out there that I'm sure that's happening with it, with this stuff too, with the weather modification programs. I'll bet you pilots and techs and chemists are all under NDAs. If you talk about this, you get your freaking free federal orange jumpsuit and prison loaf for the next 20 years.
If there's a criminal investigation, the NDAs don't really hold water.
It depends on whether or not the government office involved can successfully bury and or conceal that behind Star Chamber bullshit.
If you get subpoenaed into court and you're testifying, the NDA doesn't mean shit. I mean, that's the way that works.
Yes and no.
All right.
Basically, you're going to get fucked by the civil dick or the military dick.
The streams will cross.
You are getting fucked.
Never cross the streams.
Yeah, you absolutely. You are getting fucked. You just have to choose which dick you want to get fucked with.
You'll just get both.
You could get both. You could get, yes. You very well could get both. It's not pretty.
With whatever alphabet agency's high-fiving over you.
That's exactly correct. That's a terrifying image. That's absolutely terrifying imagery.
I keep
trying to modify the StreamYard scream window, and that's not helping anybody at all. Let me get rid of some of these other windows that we have already gone through. That helps. Yeah, that speeds up the reaction time, memory, and all of that. The state's history with weather modification goes back decades. During the 1950s drought, Texans tried everything from explosive balloons to dry ice. By 1967, the legislature passed a law to regulate weather modification. How'd that work out for you? Federal and state money poured into research. By the 90s, Texas launched a coordinated cloud seeding program. Today, seven active projects cover 31 million acres. That's one-sixth of the state's landmass, for those of you who are unaware. Ha, ha, ha. Texas is a big place. That's a lot of land. Aircraft equipped with silver iodide flares target convective clouds. The goal is simple, to make it rain. And you can see here, Texas floods after blue rain. Seven state-run cloud seeding programs expose. It just goes on. And
that's the video that actually show a tarp that has the blue rain in it.
Yeah. Let's see if that.
Hey, we're camping in this beautiful state.
Toilet water
in Texas, and it's been raining, and the water that's coming out of the sky is blue, and it's not this tarp because it's happening on this tarp too. Look at that. This is crazy. Are they chemtrailing us in Texas?
Yep. That's exactly what's going on, bub.
That's exactly, yeah.
And it just goes on and on and on and on. And, of course, they want to blame it on climate change. Central Kerr County, up to 10 inches of rain inundated the area, causing Guadalupe River to swell and overflow its banks. Hard to tell what this image means by itself. You need to be able to zoom out, watch the storm track. not helpful like that. Here, the problem here is scale. When you seed clouds over 31 million acres, you're not nudging nature, you're steering it. And when the rain turns blue, people start asking what's in the mix. Silver iodide is the primary agent. It's used because its crystal structure mimics ice, but it's not the only compound. Some programs use sodium chloride, which can be used to poison a person.
Yeah.
Others use liquid propane. Liquid propane, that's a good idea. The chemical dispersants vary. The oversight does not. The July floods killed 24 people. Dozens are missing. Entire towns were submerged. The rainfall totals broke records in three counties. Meteorologists say the storm system was amplified by unusually dense cloud formations. I wonder how those got there. Those same were seeded earlier. The timing is tight.
Actually, what they do is they'll wait till something develops, and then they fly through it and seed it to make it even more, to magnify it.
So what are the chemtrail crisscross patterns in our skies all about then?
Yeah.
Because I want to know what those are doing.
Well, here's the thing. Here in Michigan, you get a lot of clouds that form via lake effect. And and then they could just magnify those.
Theory. They're using the chemtrails to steer or deflect the clouds to go in a direction that they want them to go. That's just a theory. It's like fire breaks. You light a fire to make a fire go a direction. In wildfire fighting, they'll dig ditches and then they'll light fires on one side of that ditch, which causes the fire to go in another direction and hopefully control it. I wonder if they're using a similar tactic with cloud seeding. I don't know.
Well, we need to get somebody who's actually has experience with this.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I am not a chemtrailologist, but it's a theory.
Yeah, somebody in the comments said it's blue raspberry water.
Yeah. Well, at least it's not purple drank. Am I racist? Am I going to hell?
Yeah, I think we're there.
Yeah. So let's see what FEMA has in store for everyone. This is the incident period of March 26th to March 28th. Severe storms and flooding. They've already had some. Let's see here. You can apply for disaster assistance, get immediate help. I applied for assistance. What's next? Well, we had a FEMA guy on, remember? And I know he passed away. I heard about that.
Yeah, yeah.
But he said one of the big problems that FEMA has is people like us keep getting in the way and won't let them help, which I find extremely hard to believe, especially in areas like Appalachia where people are prone to help each other out. Well, in Texas, where people are prone to help each other out.
Like, if you show up there with supplies, they will confiscate your supplies, right?
Yes, we saw that.
And then they will use those supplies to give out, and then they charge the government for those supplies that they stole from you.
I didn't know about the charging the government part. I could see how it would take their overhead down considerably, but I didn't know about charging the government. That's interesting.
Whenever there's a war or a travesty or something like that, people swoop in to make money. The best way to do it is to gouge and double charge.
You're absolutely correct. On a sidebarish related note, for those of you who have not heard of General Smedley Butler, he was in World War One and War a bunch of actions prior to that. Yes, he gave a speech called War is a Racket, and it is in book form. I highly recommend you read that or watch his speech on YouTube.
He actually wrote a book about it.
Correct. He wrote War is a Racket. But if you haven't listened to the speech or read the book, you need to. Somebody in the comments says FEMA was a money laundry. Yeah, I agree. I 110% agree. And much like North Carolina, I haven't seen much about FEMA getting into that area at all.
Well, okay.
So far.
Now, I have never actually seen a number of actual missing and dead from North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen the final numbers. Mm-mm. All right.
No, that quietly went away.
And then and there's a whole bunch of individuals that are in those mountain foothills, mountains, and what have you.
Yeah.
Who never even saw anything from FEMA.
Yeah.
None of that aid made it to them.
Mm-mm.
If they wanted to get any aid at all, they had to come down to get it.
Yeah, and they had to come out of the mountains.
Do it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Where they could be processed and registered and everything by government agencies.
And then they could build a government. Yeah.
A lot of those people who live in those mountains don't want anything to do with the government. For a lot of really good reasons. A lot of really good reasons. I don't blame them. So, interestingly, did I share that tab?
All right, let's talk about HARP real quick.
What about HARP?
What that does?
I don't know anything about HARP.
Is they use a radio frequency to, and they usually go straight up into the stratosphere and cause the atmosphere to bulge, causing a high pressure system.
That doesn't sound like a good idea.
And typically when a high pressure system is moving and then when it hits a low pressure system, it forms clouds and will usually kick off some type of weather event.
Theoretically, what if they accidentally ruptured the atmosphere? Would it repair itself, do you think? Or would we just have a very suddenly bad day?
I don't know. I don't want to know.
Yeah. That seems like something I don't want anybody doing. That has all the hallmarks of leave that the fuck alone.
Yes. You are correct. Though I will say this, they have found in some of the permafrost that goes back 15, 16,000 years.
Right.
They have found a bunch of fauna that was flash frozen.
Oh, that's not great.
The only way that happens is if they do rupture the atmosphere
and
the cold of space comes down to, ground level.
Because now we're talking Kelvin,
which
is like minus 431 degrees or something insane like that.
It's pretty bad.
No, I don't think you could deflate the atmosphere like a balloon, William Crane. I'm just speculating and shooting things off into the air. Just theories.
But here's the thing, though. All right, we had another person in the chat saying that blue water could have been from a porta shitter that got blown into the atmosphere.
This was all over the place. This was over miles.
Yeah. Now, I have seen porta shitters, get blown into the air in Yakima, usually from a shit hook that flew over or a CH, was it 53?
We were doing an exercise and happened to be sitting with a bunch of you guys because we work alongside you yahoos with our radios. And one of you 18 bravos, hey, you want to see something really cool? Got some non-dairy creamer and firecrackers together and blew a porta shitter up in front of us, which was pretty funny.
Yeah, well, you gotta have skills, man.
Yeah, one of the majors was not thrilled that a porta shitter was detonated, but nobody said anything, so. What the fuck happened over here? We don't know, sir. It just blew up.
Methane.
Must have been a methane buildup.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I've seen you guys do that exactly one time, but I've seen it done.
No, but I have seen the porta shitters go into the air. And I mean, a porta shitter has maybe somewhere between 2 and 5 gallons of that blue stuff in it.
It's about 5 gallons, yeah.
But that's not going to, I mean, if you blow that into the air and it gets atomized.
I'm not going to do that.
You cover miles and miles.
Yeah. That 5 gallons is already that color.
Yeah.
There's no way you're going to get an aerosol dispersal of that and produce miles and miles of that color of rain. That's from something.
Yeah.
So meanwhile, back in Kansas, we have. Okay, there we go. Breaking federal agencies paid a private cloud seeding company to spray Texas skies just 2 days before deadly floods killed, what's 109 plus now. No public comment, no oversight, no accountability. Call it weather modification, call it a conspiracy, but it's happening. Excuse me. Briefing and actions on the following West Texas Weather Modification Association topics. Consider and take action to approve the agreement for cloud seeding professional services between Rainmaker Technology Corporation and WTWMA West Texas Weather Management members.
West Texas
Weather Management.
Hang on, I'm going to.
Consistent with WTWMA interlocal participation agreement and current program financial assessment. Who are these ass clowns at Rainmaker Technology Corporation? We need to dig into that. I think maybe we need to do a hi, you guys, we see you.
Well, it's saying here the West Texas Weather Modification Association, there's a whole association for it.
Yeah.
It's an operational cloud seeding program that operates over 6 million acres of land in West Texas. It's to enhance rainfall in convective thunderstorms to help increase dry land crop revenues, decrease groundwater consumption. Okay. Huh.
My guess is it's a couple of rich guys sitting on a board raking in kickbacks from companies like Rainmaker Technology Corporation.
Yep.
That would be my first guess.
I literally just did a simple search for West Texas Weather Management. The AI came up with, with its little two or three paragraphs.
Yeah.
This is an actual thing.
Here it is, right here. This is in the meeting notes for
Modification Association. This is not conspiracy theory. Yeah, this is actually fucking happening.
Let me show you who these people are. This is the Plateau Underground Water Conservation and Supply District, El Dorado, Texas, 76936. This is their meeting minutes from a regular meeting. Okay. Chances are you've got an organization, something like this, somewhere where you are. And it is a safe bet that they all contract with these same kinds of companies because they get kickbacks from them. Rainmaker is a company that is currently providing rain enhancement in the California, Idaho. There you go. California, Idaho, Utah, Colorado, New Mexico, and Jordan. They will be conducting research to further improve rain enhancement, provide meteorological services, flight and seeding tracking, in addition to using electrostatic seeding. After discussion of the benefits of contracting with Rainmaker, a motion was made by Bob Buchholz to approve the agreement with Rainmaker. Carrie Joy seconded, and the motion carried. So there's two names, Bob Buchholz and Carrie Joy. So, we need to start tracking these organizations down and holding them accountable because it is obvious what's going on here. These people, they enjoy their profit. They don't care how they get it. And they will just do whatever they can keep those shekels rolling in.
Yeah, see, I want to know exactly how much tax dollars they're getting.
Probably a substantial amount. You know, it'd be really nice if we could sic Data Republican on this. She's really good at this stuff. I wonder if she has already.
Data Republican?
She is a female on Twitter. She's deaf. But she is one of the most adept natural analysts I have ever seen. I am impressed with her work. I would hire her if I could.
Okay. Well, let's track her down on Twitter and ask her.
I'm currently suspended for a week.
Oh, then I'll do it myself.
That happens. What are you going to do? Let's try this one here. This is
Twitter on this computer right here, actually.
Okay. Yeah, Data Republican. Track her down. Standing by. Use of weather manipulation tools stokes geopolitical tensions. This is from the World Economic Forum, no less. And these are some of the most evil people in existence to begin with. I'm curious what they have to say. Standing by.
I have Data Republican, small r. I have
that's her
mom of Data Republican.
That's her mother.
Then I have Data Republicans.
Plural. Nope, it's the first one. It's the first one.
Small r?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's see if we can get a message to her.
Yep.
All right.
Yep.
I will have to phrase it as an actual mission, should you choose to accept it.
Oh, yeah. Are you going to write in pop? Do I have to unfuck it?
No, I'll be fine.
Okay. You think you can handle this one?
Yes.
Yeah. Interesting. Hey, somebody says your audio is at like a 2. You might want to touch the soundboard there, see if you're... Should be the first standing by.
Blah, blah. Blah, 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 blah. All right, hopefully that's in. That's better.
Okay.
Blah, 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 blah.
Okay, where were we before shit got weird? All right. The WEF, use of weather manipulation tools stokes geopolitical tensions. Weather manipulation tools such as cloud seeding to induce or suppress rain are not new, but deploying them at scale is becoming easier and more affordable. As the impact of climate-related changes in weather patterns intensifies, the incentives to turn to technological fixes will increase in affected areas. Think of governments trying to manage simultaneous declines in rainfall and increases in water demand. We know one of the things that the WEF likes to do is create artificial water shortages in order to get people under its thrall. This was used heavily in Africa. Aside from the potential environmental consequences, at the time of increasing geopolitical intentions, even well-intentioned weather manipulation might be viewed as hostile. It's hostile. Stop touching the weather. I'm not touching myself. Perceptions would be paramount. A neighboring state might see large-scale cloud seeding as theft of rain or the reason for a drought. Cloud seeding planes might be viewed as dual-use tools for espionage. I'm going to go out on a limb and say I guarantee you they are. Hostile uses are prohibited, but it cannot be ruled out. For example, weather manipulation tools could be used to disrupt a neighbor's agriculture or military planning. I will also say I will bet that's going on. And if states decided unilaterally to use more radical geoengineering technologies, it could trigger dramatic climate disruptions. Now, on those points where I said I believe that's what's going on, or I can guarantee you that what's going on, this is my conjecture based on what I know and if I had assets like that, what I would do with them. If I had the ability to manipulate your weather and swamp your armor, or cause a drought over your crops or something like that. Well, it's war. I'm going to do it.
Well, here's the thing. China has been getting hammered with floods for the past like 5-6 years.
I think they might have been conducting experiments in their own airspace.
Yeah.
And because they don't care about their people. They know they've got billions of people. They don't care about their people at all. That is the hallmark. That is the signature dance move of a communist government.
You mean
the population? Kids? Yeah.
The feminists?
Yeah. The population is just tools and assets and parts. They do not think of you as people at all. And that's just the way that it is.
Yep.
So as technologies evolve and deployment increases, increased transparency about who is using what and why would help limit destabilizing ambiguity. So too would active discussion and collaboration on environmental vulnerabilities, both bilaterally between bordering states and on wider regional and global multilateral platforms. Now, this coming from the World Economic Forum, I can tell you right now, this is part of an analysis of how they can weaponize weather platforms like what this guy is talking about.
Let's just be honest. Okay. Yeah. They're going to dress it up like, well, we can help feed the world and we could put water in drought areas.
Yeah.
But what they're not telling you is because we are evil, hairless monkeys, we will fucking weaponize it so we could kill yet more evil, hairless monkeys.
That is correct.
Because we're so fucking good at it.
Now, here's the thing. After this week of all the revelations of chemtrails, watch this. Wikipedia still has it listed from Wikipedia, the free encyclopedia. Chemtrail redirects here. For cloud trails emitted by aircraft, see contrail. For harmful chemicals emitted by aircraft, see environmental impact of aviation. For attempts to influence weather with aircraft, see cloud seeding. For use of aircraft to apply pesticides, see crop dusting. For the Beck song, see chemtrails song. In Airbus A340's engines leave a water condensation trail, a contrail, miniature clouds formed by the engine exhaust. No. And here's how you can tell the difference. A contrail leaves a trail behind the plane, yes, that looks similar to this, but it follows the plane and it dissipates. Chemtrails do not do that. Now, the chemtrail conspiracy theory is the erroneous belief that long-lasting condensation trails left in the sky by high-flying aircraft are actually chemtrails consisting of chemical or biological agents sprayed for nefarious purposes undisclosed to the general public. Believers in this conspiracy theory say that while normal contrails disappear relatively quickly, which they do, contrails that linger must contain additional substances. They're not contrails that linger, it's chemtrails. Those who subscribe to the theory speculate that the purpose of the chemical release may be solar radiation management, weather modification, psychological manipulation, human population control, biological or chemical warfare. It's absolutely chemical warfare. You're spraying chemicals over an area or testing of biological or chemical agents on a population, also very possible, and the trails are causing respiratory illnesses and other health problems.
All right, hang on.
Sorry. Go ahead.
So this isn't the first time we've had alphabet agencies testing shit on our own population. Mm-hmm. They have done this before.
Yep.
And they will do it again because they get away with it and nobody does shit.
I told you, we have a woman here doing the testing. She has all the data. She's got like years of data that proves that anywhere you see one of these chemtrails, there is chemicals on the ground that don't belong there. There's minerals on the ground. There's metals on the ground that don't belong there. And it's always under these trails. She's been tracking it for years and she knows what she's doing. She does soil samples. The claim has been dismissed by the, like this, I love this reference here. It's always the same reference. The claim has been dismissed by the scientific community.
All right.
There is no evidence that purported chemtrails differ from normal water-based contrails routinely left by high-flying aircraft under certain atmospheric conditions.
Suck a dick. Hang on. All right. So
bullshit.
The CIA, along with other U.S. military and government agencies, conducted a series of chemical and biological tests along the coast of the United States during the Cold War era.
Yes,
one
they did.
Notable example is Operation Stingray, which took place in 1950 when the U.S. Navy, in collaboration with the Army Chemical Corps, released Seriata marcosinis, a bacillus, some kind of bacteria, from a ship off of the coast of San Francisco.
Yeah.
They've already done this.
Yes.
To a certain extent, starting in 1950.
Yeah.
This is not a conspiracy fucking theory. They're literally doing shit like this on the regular. And all I did was do a simple search, CIA chemical test off coast of USA. And you can read it all for yourself. All right.
You done?
I'm done. I'm sorry.
You good?
Yeah, yeah. I went off on a tangent there.
No, I go off on these two men. This is exactly what I said. I don't think we have a federal government anymore. I think we have a foreign enemy entity that is a parasite. And our federal government died sometime back in the late 1940s. That's my personal belief. Because they don't do anything at all to improve our situation. They threw us a freaking cookie today when TSA announced that you don't have to take your shoes off in the airport anymore.
Ooh.
Isn't that great? Don't you feel free? Fuck yeah. Me.
Fuck all the way off.
Oh my God. Here's a whole bucket of offs for you to fuck. Because of the conspiracy theories, persistence, and questions about government involvement, scientists and government agencies around the world have repeatedly explained that these supposed chemtrails are, in fact, normal contrails. Of course they have. And then they show pictures of the damn things. That's not a normal flight path. See that there? Look at that. That's not a normal flight path.
It looks like a grid.
It is a grid.
Yeah. Wow.
How long they last depends upon the weather, especially the temperature, humidity, and wind speed. Bullshit. Chemical conspiracy theories began to circulate after the United States Air Force published a 96 report about weather modification. In the late 90s, the USAF was accused of spraying the U.S. population with mysterious substances from aircraft, generating unusual contrail patterns. The theories were posted on internet forums by people including Richard Fink and William Thomas, and were both among many conspiracy theories popularized by late night radio host Art Bell starting in 1999. As the chemtrail conspiracy theories spread, federal officials were flooded with angry calls and letters. How do you know that these conspiracy theories are true? Because Wikipedia is hammering it to death with scientists and experts and government officials. Nobody's ever named. No reports are never ever named. Nobody has ever come forward and shown any evidence that this is not true. And there's a ton of evidence that it is true. Again, like I said, there's a woman here who's got years of reports on it.
Yep.
So it's just freaking crazy. Now, right after that Wikipedia article, we go to this guy here. Oops. They're finally admitting chemtrails are real on the mainstream media. Cloud seeding missiles. Mark, another conspiracy theory down as true. After telling you about chemtrails for years, and I didn't believe in them for quite a while, until I moved out here and it was like, there's no way that's natural. There's no fucking way that's natural. And even creating the number one chemtrails database on the internet, chemtrailsexposed.com. That's right, chemtrailsexposed.com. It looks like we've been proven right again. Take a look at this clip from the BBC where they speak about deploying cloud seeding missiles. What the ass? Okay, we kind of have to watch this one. Hang on.
Cloud seeding missiles.
And the authorities there decided to use cloud-seeding missiles to bring around a storm. Now, I didn't even know that such a thing existed. Like, you know, I'm from Manchester, you know, I wish we'd had cloud-seeding missiles to get to.
I can barely hear it.
But anyway,
apparently they're on the news. He says that cloud-seeding missiles are real thing. It's real. The volume is really low.
Yeah, you can see
here, I've got the volume up. They're British. They have problems with everything, especially their teeth.
Yeah, I'm just sitting here. I just did a search for pictures of chemtrail equipment.
Mm-hmm.
And there's pictures of chemtrail equipment.
Chemtrail equipment. Everywhere? Yeah. Why don't you throw one of those up?
Stand by.
I will remove mine for the moment.
All right, hang on. Let's see. Okay.
Oh.
Let me share it here.
Oh, we have another quality video as soon as you get yours up.
Stand by.
Can you get it up? Are you having trouble getting it up?
Why you gotta be like that, man?
Do you need some help getting it up?
No. Stop it.
Do you need some blue rain water?
All right. I am sharing it. It's not showing up on the screen.
Yes, it is. Yes,
oh, it is. But, you know, I mean, there's pictures.
That looks like conspiracy theory to me. That all looks like conspiracy theory.
You think so?
To me, yeah. All of it. It's all conspiracy theory.
Yeah, 100%.
Has to be.
Yeah, I get it. Now, I'm not, listen, I'm just telling you that this is happening. They've already talked about it. We're actually spending tax dollars.
Well, they're admitting it now. They're outright admitting it.
Yeah.
They're outright admitting it. It's way beyond the pay. I keep looking down because I've got a very itchy hand. I don't know if you can see this. I got poison oak last week, and the blisters are now finally
drying up,
and it's irritating the absolute ass out of me.
You're getting itchy.
If you've ever had poison oak, don't get fuck that.
Yep. And Demaster 12 says Wikipedia was disowned by its own creator all the way back in 2006.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's been corrupted and taken over.
Yeah, it's been taken over by Chinese CCP, Mossad, and some other choice groups.
Yeah.
Yep. So, anyway, there we were, hip deep in soju caps. And, oh, I have to add that to the stage. That helps if I add that to the stage. This here is an... Not that one. Steve, you idiot. Stop touching that. No homo. I meant this.
Okay.
There are currently 42 cloud seeding projects across the American West. They anticipate 200 more cloud seeders in the future, and the federal government has committed $2.6 million to seeding. Good morning, America. ABC.
Is that Network. Million or billion?
Million. It is million. Hang on.
There are currently 42 cloud seeding projects across the American West, like this one in Utah, where they take planes like this with flares attached. They fly right into the storm and send microscopic particles into the cloud. Uh-huh. Particles that act like magnets for water droplets, bonding together until they are heavy enough to fall to the ground as rain or snow.
And they're blue.
At the University of Colorado, researchers are working on artificial intelligence to deploy cloud seeding drones.
And it's not just cloud seeding from the sky. There are hundreds of those things. That shack you see in the foreground is a ground-based cloud seeder. The little flame coming out is sending tiny silver iodide particles up into the sky. When a storm comes through, they go up to 2,000 feet above our head, into the storm, up those mountains, and make more snow than it naturally would.
Okay, right off the bat, do you know how you can tell that this is a malevolent project with bad intentions?
How?
That bitch's happy voice.
Ah.
That is stock Bolshevik propaganda right there.
Drink!
First Bolshevik of the night. That's true, by the way. At any rate, she's so happy about this. This is so great. Isn't this fun? Golly gee, look at this, kids. Over and over, go back through all of the stuff like this that we've ever watched all the way back when we were kids. You've got some happy voiced female voicing it over, just thrilled about it. And golly gee whiz, isn't this cool? Yeah. That is your first clue that this program has malevolent intent or is going to be used for malevolent intent. Somebody says the comforting voice lowers your guard. Dead bang on. Thanks, yeah. Sheba. I see you, dude.
Well, cloud seeding has been helping get every last drop out of some of the driest years on record. This past winter, Mother Nature came through. The Southern Rockies, which feed the Colorado River, got more than four times their average snow. But experts say it's still not enough.
As much as cloud seeding is...
What did she just say?
It's not enough.
Who said that? Anytime you hear experts say, scientists say,
that trust the science.
Trust the science. It's absolute straight up propaganda. Somebody says NPR voice. You're right. It is NPR voice.
It's 100% bullshit.
Yep.
Is that what you're saying?
A boost or a help. It's not a solution. The main solution is
conservation.
Cloud seeding is most successful in wet years, so this was a huge winter for them.
She hasn't had a wet year in about 3 years.
Unfortunately, that wet winter didn't help Los Angeles because they squandered that water.
Well, they had it all pouring into the sea.
Uh-huh.
Pelosi and friends literally had that water running down from, and I've been up in the mountains above LA. I've been to Big Bear several times. It's Big Bear is freaking beautiful, dude. Holy crap, is Big Bear nice. All the water that runs down from those mountains, they just funneled it right out into the sea.
Yep.
They're not trying to help. That is a lot of my point when I talk about foreign enemy entity. That is what is this from here? This is, does it have a, oh my God, that's 81 pages.
Yeah, we can't.
Well, we'll
we
take
can't
a little look at it. We'll take a little look at it. Scientists excited about cloud seeding projects. Scientists excited about cloud seeding projects. Like other Western states, Wyoming is embarking on a cloud seeding project that aims to bolster mountain snowpack. Oh, look at that. Now Wyoming. But Wyoming's 8.8 million five-year cloud seeding project goes beyond what other states are doing, not only because of size and scope, but because it could yield definitive proof whether cloud seeding actually works. I'm pretty sure they know that at this point.
Listen, they started it, what, the 1950s, 1960s? They would have known within 10 years if it worked or if it didn't.
Yeah.
So you're absolutely correct. We know it works because they're still fucking doing it.
Yeah. So in a letter recently to Interior Secretary Gail Norton, representatives of the seven states, Arizona, Colorado, California, Nevada, New Mexico, Utah, and Wyoming, identified cloud seeding as a key component for dealing with a reverting future water shortages brought on by the strain of population growth in the West. Reed said most of the water in the West comes from the mountains where the snowpack acts essentially like a reservoir. The Colorado River Basin, fed mainly by water from the mountains, is a major water supply for seven states, but increasing demand for water is, with water managers fearing shortages in the future. People are being driven out of the big cities, but you can see from this article that this has been going on for a very long time, as has the lurking
monkey. All right, let me give the briefing.
Give the briefing.
All right, everybody. As you know, we've been demonetized beyond all rhyme and reason. We're making pretty much 10% of what we were making back in the day when we're in our heydays between 2013 and 2016. Now, as you guys know, you've probably been unsubscribed from the channel multiple times. You're not getting notifications.
Yep.
We're getting creamed here. So any little bit you can send in helps us go help us go even further. We're up to 562 lives saved using comedy, logic, and reason. And there's really not a lot of other channels out there that are covering stuff is as serious as we do, I think.
Or as grunt friendly.
Grunt adjacent. I like it.
Yeah.
I jumped in at the exact moment you mentioned cloud seeding. And you mentioned the state of New Mexico in that briefing, correct?
Yeah.
Apparently there is widespread flash flooding going on in certain areas of New Mexico.
Oh good. Yeah.
The water in the river rose 20 feet in 30 minutes or 30 feet in 20 minutes. One of those two.
Probably 30 feet in 20 minutes. Yep.
Yep. And, do we, happen to remember a certain event? Oh, I think it was last year in Dubai when they,
you're a conspiracy theorist.
When they got a year's worth of rain after a couple days of what cloud seeding they did.
I have that article, but I don't recall putting it up. Do you have it?
I do not.
Which one? The Dubai one?
The Dubai one. I know I saw it in our things, but for this particular episode, I literally have close to 100 links. Wow. Let me see if I can search for it.
Already.
It was really easy to find.
Okay, this one comes.
I've got a reference to it, but not the article. Go for it, Jimmy.
Let me drop. Do that and share the screen. Now, take this with the about 16 metric tons of grain of salt because it comes from the BBC.
Ah. They accidentally do good reporting every once in a while. Or alternately, they add some good reporting in to cover up for all of their nefarious reporting.
Yeah. Well, I use the Brave browser to search for this one. If you search for Google, the first one comes up from the BBC says, cloud seeding in Dubai, how it's not related to the historic rainfall.
Uh-huh.
Sure.
Uh-huh.
Right. But yeah. The city of Al Ain, just over 62 miles from Dubai, about 10 inches of rain was recorded in 24 hours.
Wow.
Wow.
And they receive less than 3 inches in a year.
I've heard that story before.
That's not suspicious at all.
No. Yeah. But yeah,
the annual rate in one day.
Yeah,
that happens all the time.
Yeah, I just happened to be scrolling through Twitter and saw that New Mexico is now getting flash flooding. And I was like, wait a second, this sounds familiar, and searched it up because I remembered the story. And I was like, when did that happen in Dubai? Oh, that was last year. Yeah.
Fascinating, Jim.
Let's not forget that the China is also cloud seeding. And how's their rainfall been going?
Yeah. Pretty ugly, but like I mentioned earlier before you popped in, China doesn't care about their population at all. So it wouldn't bother them if they lost a million people. They wouldn't even bat an eyelash. And that sounds sinister and grim. That's because it is. So
you have to remember that you're dealing with damn dirty commies over there in China.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. So this page has a lot of clutter. It's called 100%effedup.com. I'm going to share this one and bring it onto Lowe's stage.
Wow.
There we go. Yeah, it's got a lot of garbage. I'll read through it. Cloud seeding, read chemtrails, now admitted and confirmed. This is from February of last year. I've been telling you for a long time that chemtrails are real. Many of you are awake and you see it too, but there's always a vocal minority that wants to loudly argue with me. They're just contrails. You're so stupid. Nobody's spraying anything in the sky. Airplanes have always done this. It's just a normal condensation trail, so on and so forth. And now it's only being emitted but fully exposed. Check out this new video from, wait for it, Jimmy, Dubai, where they proudly brag about their cloud seeding operations and even show you where the planes do the spraying. Yeah. Watch this little gem.
Is it going to rain in Dubai today? Just so I know. I have to drive back from Abu Dhabi to Dubai.
No.
It's not raining. It's a sunny day. The UAE government invested more than $20 million in research to start a process called cloud seeding. The UAE performs around 1,000 hours of cloud seeding a year, and it's all controlled by this building in the National Center of Meteorology in Abu Dhabi, where they track the whole process. We met with a cloud seeding expert to explain how the seeding process works.
We wait the forecast. When we have a good chance for cloud, we send the aircraft to that location. Go under the cloud. In the first stage of the cloud, there is good updraft at that time. Start to release all the salt. And with the good updraft, of course, it will go inside the cloud. The droplets will become bigger and start to rain.
The center manufactures a salt substance that helps enhance rainfall. They put them in what they call flares.
Uh-huh. Huh. How odd. I thought that we weren't doing any cloud seeding.
Yeah, it's a total conspiracy theory.
Yeah, yeah. Cloud seeding is a real thing. It's a weather modification. Yep.
Yeah.
Good Lord. And there's a like I said earlier, we have close to 100 links that we could go through for this if we had los tiempo, but we don't. So I'm trying to go through the ones that matter. Oh, Jimmy, beating me to the click button.
Yeah, we can go on like another 10 minutes or so, and then we have to hit super chats.
We could go for another 10 days with the amount of data we have, though. Unsubstantiated chemtrail conspiracy theories lead to legislation proposed in U.S. state houses. If nobody's chemtrailing anyone, why do we need laws preventing it? That's the strangest thing. It's so weird.
I believe the two states off the top of my head, I'm probably wrong about one, but Florida and I believe Ohio or Iowa have banned.
Pennsylvania is also doing it, I think.
Yeah, they have banned chemtrails, but why do we need to ban things that aren't happening?
It's a conspiracy theory. Ban conspiracy theories, damn it.
God damn it. Putting the tinfoil hat on.
Unsubstantiated chemtrail conspiracy theories lead to legislation. As Louisiana Representative Kimberly Landry Coates stood before her colleagues in the Senate state's legislature, she warned that the bill she was presenting might seem strange. Crazy. Some lawmakers laughed with disbelief, and others listened intently as Coates described situations that are often noted in discussion of chemtrails. A decades-old conspiracy theory that posits the white lines left behind by aircraft in the sky are releasing chemicals for any number of reasons, some of them nefarious. As she urged lawmakers to ban the unsubstantiated practice, she told skeptics to start looking up at the sky. I'm really worried about what is going on above us and what is happening. And as we Louisiana citizens did not give anyone the right to do this above us, the Republican said. Louisiana is the latest state taking inspiration from a wide-ranging conspiratorial narrative